For our meditation today, we're going to practice a very small back bend, just to show you the ways you can get the benefits of back bending without actually having to do the full back bend. It's also a good way to start developing more flexibility in your spine if you have a stiffer spine, and can help you then move toward more of a back bend. So, for today, it would be best if you're in a chair that doesn't have arms. It doesn't have to be that way, but you do need to be able to put your arms down on the chair by your hips, so back a little bit. So if you need to play around with your chair for a moment, then come back. Find yourself on your chair and sit a little toward the front of the chair this time. Again, feet planted firmly on the floor. As we always do, shift side to side to make sure that you are evenly balanced. Take a moment to look down at your legs and see, you don't want your legs necessarily tightly together. You're providing a base for yourself in doing this back bend. So think about your legs coming straight out from your hips, down your feet directly below your knees. So you have a nice set of straight lines and angles that are solid and support you. And again, as we do, once your legs are grounded solidly, start to take deep breaths, slower, deeper breaths, opening your chest, expanding your abdomen and your ribs, inhaling and exhaling, and creating space in your torso. Think about your front of your ribs expanding as you breathe. And now think about the back ribs. Can you breathe into the back of your lungs? What does that feel like? The breath, the deep breath, as you widen and contract naturally, begins to warm up the muscles of your torso, including those of your back. Roll your shoulder blades down, sit your head nice and lightly right at the top of your spine, and close your eyes for a moment. Leave your hands in your lap and just breathe, noticing the energy in your body, noticing places of tightness or freedom, noticing whether you're looking forward to this little exercise or not sure about it. And now bring your hands to your chair back by your hips. You're going to do a simple stretch to open your neck and shoulders and your chest. You sit up straight in the chair and inhale and extend your body up. Keep your shoulders down. You're not lifting your shoulders up to your ears. Extend your body up and gently, gently, gently begin to arch the upper portion of your spine. You're not throwing your head back. You're not trying to crank your lower back. You're opening up your shoulders, lifting your heart, and as you do that, your spine naturally begins to arch up at the top. Inhale and exhale and soften a little. Don't straighten up. Stay arched as long as you're comfortable. If at any point you're uncomfortable, come out of it. And on your next inhalation, lift your heart, look up, and broaden your shoulders as you think about that gentle arch in your upper back. Take your neck back only as far as you can support it. Don't crunch your neck at all. Keep breathing in this posture. Think about as you inhale that you're lifting up and opening rather than just arching your back. And as you exhale, you're softening just slightly. And inhale and lift up and open your chest, which naturally arches your back. And exhale and relax slightly. This is a different version of what we've done when we bring our arms out and open and hug. It's the same idea, only this focus is on our spine. So we're thinking about opening and stretching the front part of our spine, but we're sitting tall, so we're not crunching our spine. We've elongated that spine to open the back and be able to arch over. Inhale and exhale. Inhale, open your shoulders and smile. Enjoy the feeling of freedom that even this simple back bend can give you. Now on your next inhalation, bring your arms forward. Sit up tall naturally. Let your arms be placed on your lap and breathe. And notice any difference. And notice any difference in your energy. How does your back feel? How does your chest feel? What about your shoulders? For most of us, we might feel a little lighter, a little more open. We might be able to breathe a little more freely. If you don't, again, don't worry about that. Just notice. And a little bit later today, try another back bend, just a little one. If you don't want to think about a back bend, think about opening your chest. The idea is to bring flexibility and movement to your spine. And in doing so, it energizes your whole body because your spine is one of the places that energy starts, a connection to your entire nervous system through your spine. And so I hope that you've enjoyed this bit of back bending and that you can take some renewed energy into your day. Take care.